Iowa's over. New Hampshire looms large 1 week from today. And 1 week after that, on February 3rd, 8 states hold primaries or caucuses, among them Missouri, Arizona, and New Mexico. But it's the South Carolina primary that day that's been the focus of a lot of attention. It'll be the first primary in the South, and the first with a large African-American vote. For a sense of what might be to come in South Carolina, we're joined by political columnist Lee Bandy with the newspaper The State in Columbia. Thanks for joining us.
Glad to be with you today.
Let's talk about how the demographics are different where you are than they were in Iowa and than they will be in New Hampshire, which are both overwhelmingly white states. How might the particular population of South Carolina swing this vote coming up?
Some people are saying that the African-American vote could be a simple majority or more. And this will be the first time for the candidates to test their appeal in the black community, which is the most loyal constituency of the Democratic Party.
Are there particular issues you think that'll have traction, given that equation?
The issues in the black community are lack of jobs. We've had many people laid off down here. Manufacturing jobs have been lost, and that is the top issue here in South Carolina, followed by health care. And then in some communities, there's a lot of bitterness about the war.
Now, would that tend to help out a candidate like Howard Dean, who's made his opposition to that war really the centerpiece of his campaign?
It would help Dean to some extent in the black community. But interestingly, one person making inroads in the black community is General Clark. General Clark has spent a lot of time here, and he has probably one of the largest campaign organizations here in the state. Al Sharpton is living here practically, speaking in black churches, and some say here that he could get as much as 20% of the black vote. And if he does, he could be a spoiler in this race. If the black vote is split among the top-tier candidates, then the white vote suddenly becomes the swing vote, and the candidate who gets most of that will probably be the victor.
One of the candidates, John Edwards, was born in South Carolina, grew up in North Carolina, but certainly folks in your state, I imagine, would listen to him and hear someone who sounds like someone they would recognize.
John Edwards would be the early favorite in this state. He has probably one of the best organized campaigns in the state, and he has a cadre of volunteers. And he speaks our language down here. The southern accent does go over quite well.
I wonder, with someone like, say, John Kerry, who's from Massachusetts, how might he play in your state, either on issues or on personality?
Well, John Kerry virtually folded his operation here, and he has never done well in the polls. And I think he is viewed by the Southerners as too liberal. He's that northeastern liberal from Massachusetts, which hurt you here in South Carolina.
Do you think, though, he had a very substantial victory in Iowa last night, if he were to do well in New Hampshire, given that history heading into South Carolina, do you think voters would ignore that, or would there be some pretty clear momentum and they would pick up on that?
I think, by and large, they would ignore that. He kicked off his campaign here in South Carolina, but he hasn't returned since, leaving the impression that he is written off the South, which would be a mistake. If he has a strategy saying that I can win without the South, he doesn't leave himself much room for margin of error.
There's been some speculation in your paper that South Carolina could be the clincher in this race. In other words, on February 3rd, it will present a very clear picture of who the nominee will be. Do you think that's true?
I don't know whether we will be the clincher or not, but I think we will certainly sort out the field. It will be the make-or-break state for John Edwards. Joe Lieberman has said South Carolina is his make-or-break state. If we have a different victor in New Hampshire, then South Carolina will become the showdown state, the battleground state.
And all that's coming up on February 3rd. Lee Bandy, thanks very much.
Thank you.
Lee Bandy is political columnist with the State newspaper in Columbia, South Carolina.